This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio.
Petra, don't forget Pipeline Radio International.
Plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
And welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad on this gloriously sunny day. Hello, I'm Eric Walsh at the base of the glorious Tatry Mounts covered in snow. I'll get some more pictures tomorrow. It's your sideways look at the news. And I've got to tell you this, boys and girls. Whilst we're getting ready to go live, what happens is that I've got the music going out just for anybody that's waiting. And we get the jingles ready and I start. But in the other ear, I've got a talkback thing with Lee and Rachel talking, normally gossiping about, you know, how they're going to kill me or something. But then all I got from Lee just now was, "What did he say? I can hear him."
Well, you want to learn to speak English?
Sorry, but pardon, there is a me.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said. Du bist mein kleiner Kartoffel. Du bist mein Spiegelgesicht.
Nerazumie Panny Banks.
Panny?
Panny Banks.
That's what you have on the side of a bike, isn't it?
No, that's
what?
Mrs. Banks to you.
Oh, that's a terrible thing. I'm going to tell her. She's only outside the studio. Eric says you're an old bike.
No, I didn't. Oh, you little... I'm going to let her play the tape. I'm going to send it over to her. Yeah, you're in trouble now, Mr. Banks.
I'm not in trouble. I've got hangover.
Well, that's no excuse. It's self-induced.
It is self-induced, and it was the juice of the whiskey sour that did it to me.
Yeah, right. Anyway, boys and girls, this is the reprobate of the trio, Lee Banks. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hang on a minute. No, I should do it better, shouldn't I? Have you really got a hangover?
I've got hangover from hell.
Hello, Lee Banks! Hello!
Don't shout! Yeah, but I don't have any. I have a headache when I have a hangover. I have just a bilious feeling.
When you can't talk.
So would you like a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Basically, that would be wonderful. As soon as this show's over, we are going to go out and we get, for us, right, every morning, if we can get out in time, bacon, eggs. You get four slices of bacon, two eggs, two of those potato chat triangle things.
Hash brown.
Yeah. Three sausages.
Thanks, Rach.
Two of those brown bread things that are in triangles. And
that's fried bread.
Yeah. And baked beans.
You can tell he's been drinking, can't you, Rach?
Have you noticed? Well, no, he's as nonsensical as always.
But the ers and ums have grown in magnitude. It's grown in magnitude.
Poor Uncle Lee, I sympathise.
I've got an important announcement for the ladies and gentlemen, and the boys and girls, and everybody else.
Rach, I've got no sympathy for him at all.
I've no sympathy for him. I'm trying to play
both ends against the middle. It's not working.
Exactly. Sorry, Lee, what were you saying?
I was just saying that I have no shame in it. I have no... A hangover is a thing that the world is built upon. And some of the greatest men in the world had hangovers when they made important decisions. Witness Churchill, for instance. I am in the pantheon of Churchill.
Yeah, right.
Not the dog. Not the dog, the telly.
Oh, right. No, I thought you were about Woof Woof.
No, Woof Woof, I've never... I do feel a bit Woof Woof, actually, yes.
Yeah, rough. Anyway, enough of all that. How's Rach?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. It's very strange here in Melbourne.
She sounds more nuts than me.
No.
I am a little, but it's all for good reasons, so it's okay.
No, it's because it's silly o'clock where you are, isn't it?
It's quarter past silliness, yeah.
Yeah, silly
it's
o'clock.
All right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to you from the future because it is now Valentine's Day, and it is the 14th.
What about you? She's actually in the future.
Yeah,
I am.
She is a space woman.
Oh,
I am, and not for reasons that would seem obvious, but.
No.
But it's very peculiar here in Melbourne. I've got to tell you, the weather has been very peculiar for Melbourne. It's been, well, people say it's humid, but Rob and I just laugh and say, you don't know for humid. But it's quite sultry. And today there was a bit of a storm situation. And I, of course, coming from up the north, say, you don't know for storms either.
No.
So Melbourne people really don't know anything about anything. But
really? But hang on a minute. Whoa. You moved out of Darwin because you said all Darwinese are numpties.
Yeah. Yes. You did. You were really rude about them.
Then you moved to Melbourne and you're saying the Melbourneites are all numpties as well.
No, hang on. I want to interrupt because I was going to ask her a question about this and it will probably answer your question. Rachel, what do you mean by sultry?
Sultry meaning sort of 30-something degrees and...
I'm talking about the weather, not the people.
Oh, no. Sorry,
Eric, carry on. Got mixed up.
The people are quite sultry. You know what they are, Uncle Lee? They're people like you and I. They're silly creative spirits. Oh. No, well, they've got them
actually, too. Yeah, so actually what I was saying about Eric's just been got everything totally wrong yet again and insulted the people from wherever you are now, which has completely escaped my mind, right?
I don't know where I am either.
Same way as you insulted the people in Darwin. And you had nothing to say. You were actually saying that the people from wherever you are now, which has completely escaped your mind again, is sexy. Yes. Sexy people, sultry people, sexy. Mm.
They are sultry, but they freak out when the weather gets mild. Because we're down the
freaky
south of the country,
sultry.
So they get freaky sultry when the weather gets a little bit on the warmish side and it rains. It gets sort of, muggy.
Hot, freaky and sultry.
Yes, but for the most part, they're all delightful people.
Delightfully
really
hot.
Really lovely, yes.
It's all right. It's all right, boys and girls. They'll finish in a minute. They'll run out of superfluous in a minute.
That'll never happen.
No, sorry, that was a really bad sentence because it was a contradiction.
Oh, and we have to give a cheerio, you guys. We have to give a cheerio. I've got a dear friend. Her name is Michaela, and she lives in Mackay, which is in Queensland, up the top half of the country. Mm-hmm. And she had some horrendous treatments she has breast cancer, and she has horrendous treatments, and she's feeling really wretched today. And I said, listen to the show, and you'll feel heaps better. But she's
a
tough cookie. She's going to kick cancer's butt. Hi, Michaela.
Can you just say hi, Michaela, for me? Into that one. Yeah, go on.
Hi.
There you go. She did. That was Petra as well.
Oh, she didn't. She forgot the Michaela bit.
Well, I know, but she did talk. That's a miracle. Hi, Michaela. Yeah. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
I'm really
sorry. You're feeling better.
I hope you feel better as well. And I'm really sorry to inflict all this pain upon you in the next hour. But someone's got to do it. And Rachel and I try really hard. We did see Lee on the street corner. We picked him up. Trouble is, we can't get rid of him. He's like a magnet now. But never mind.
As soon as we gave him a hot meal, he
wouldn't leave us alone. Yeah, I know. I think the soup was a bit too much, though, Rach.
I do too. And
you
the
agree.
Shower.
Yeah.
Forget
yeah.
the shower.
No, because we got into so much trouble for that. The
did,
water, the water board.
The fireman didn't like it.
No,
the fireman at the station didn't appreciate it.
No, and the water board complained because it blocked the drains up. Flipping
there.
That's
right.
Now you see what
this is the truth. Me and Andrea were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, God.
Do you know, and this is the truth, I have a bath once a month. I don't wash for the rest of the month. I don't do anything. That's it. Because I don't smell. I don't smell at all. In fact, I actually smell beautifully.
You go sit in a bath in Spain for 3 months. You go sit in the ocean in Spain for three months.
Yeah, exactly. So there you see it. Anyway, I just wanted to make a message to the people out there, please.
Well, have we finished?
We didn't bathe him. We just fed him.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't bathe him.
I want to be clear about this. So,
I'd have had you arrested if you had.
Anyway, Michaela, let's hope you feel better soon, my love.
Yeah.
And you will You will do. You've got to have this thing in your brain. Very simple. Three letters. P-M-A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Positive mental attitude. Seriously.
Absolutely.
You get some of that in you, Michaela, and you'll be rocking and rolling. Well, probably rocking again with Rachel. I understand. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that at all, Michael. I didn't mean it. But you stay out of the way.
Role.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, yes, Lee.
What?
You were going to say something.
Oh, yes. No, I've just got a really important message for the boys and girls and everybody else who listens. Mm. I've been trying to say it for 10 minutes. This could be like life-changing for the people out there.
No, Lee, when you started all this, yeah, it wasn't 10 minutes ago.
Was it? How many minutes?
9.
Oh, he's terrible, isn't he? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what? Boys and girls, and everybody else who's listening, I have an important announcement.
What?
Lee G. Banks, who is me, right, who lives in the village of the Damned, who's had a bit of a stressful time recently, has actually had 1 week, a complete week, from beginning to end, 1 week, without any problems with me Bentley.
That's because you haven't driven it.
No, I have been driving it a bit, not much.
How many kilometres did you do?
This week I've probably done about 120.
Kilometres?
No, miles, because I don't know what kilometres are. I've heard of them, like. But, yeah, no, and it's still got its little dicky bulb. So if you go really fast, so you get, like, the G-force coming in, the headlight goes out, and then when you put your brakes on really hard, it goes out again. So it's got an inherent problem, but not a problem. Nothing. Nothing's broken down. Nothing's fell off.
Right, have you done now?
Yeah, you might not interest you, but I'll tell you, all the people out there are interested.
Yeah, but you wait till you try and sell it, they'll all know it's a pile of junk.
I never thought of that.
That's very hurtful, but true.
You're
right.
You have just made the fundamental flaw of talk radio.
What?
The person that phones up says, I don't love my wife anymore. I don't know how to tell her. Rachel, please tell me how I'm going to tell her that I don't love her anymore. At which point the second line goes, what did he say? To the entire capital city of the country.
And say, yes, you've just told her, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, veteran correspondent Bob Simmons has died in a car crash, sadly. He was from New York, and, of course, with CBS as well. Actually, the thing with the CBS thing, of course, it goes around the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it
does. Well, 60 Minutes, American 60 Minutes is super famous, and you know, all the reporters from there, and, you know, they lost another one a little while ago, Mike Wallace, and now him, it's just, you know, really awfully sad, really sad.
And the other news out of America this week, which is another globally known show, not that it has a huge audience, it's only a couple of million, but Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, the satirical programme. I mean,
couple of million? I think you need to check your numbers there.
No, really, I did actually get that checked from NBC.
A couple of million, watch it here.
Well, that could be just in the US.
There's not a couple of million people in Australia.
Well, they're using my lounge room on a good day.
Yes. Well, Rach, you could well be right. I could have to apologise.
I think maybe you're talking... No, I will reserve that criticism. I think you might be right about the local figures, but the affiliate figures would be heaps more.
Yeah, I quite agree with you.
Hang on a minute. Everybody now thinks Jon Stewart's dead because we're talking about him in dead...
No, we're not.
Section.
His career's about to die, though.
Yes.
What about... We've got other people to mention.
We'll do that in a minute. And, of course, the world's
He's
worst...
He's just out of control.
The world's worst evil, horrible person, Brian Williams, has dropped everybody in it this week.
Who's Brian Williams?
He's the news anchor for NBC.
He's one who lied about being in a airplane was shot at, or shot at. It was the thing behind him that was being shot at, not him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I saw a meme today running around. Memes are hilarious. And I saw this meme of him in the being photoshopped into the dugout with the 47 Dodgers with Jackie Robinson.
That's right. And he did that big thing, didn't he?
He played with the first black man to play baseball, Major League Baseball, and I just fell off my chair laughing. this guy just won't be able to take a trick now. He's just a big pants on fire.
Nah, he's finished now. Sad news as well, at the age of 55, Steve Strange, who's sort of a pioneer of the new romantic scene in the 1980s, he was the front man of Visage, better known for Fade to Grey, actually, and he's died as well. That's not really nice.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? I know. He was a bit of a sort of icon, really, wasn't he?
Yeah,
faded into the background recently, but and he got a bit fat as well, which was sad because he used to be quite beautiful, in a manly way.
It's like Simon Le Bon, who actually tweeted about him. Very sad to announce that our friend Steve Strange has died in Egypt today. He was the leading edge of the new romantic, God bless him. But I mean, Simon's put a couple of kilos on as well, you know.
Well, he has, hasn't he? I know.
Yeah, someone's got the middle-aged spread going on.
Yeah, he has a bit of
need. And that boy George person, he's fat.
George is nice. Yeah,
he's tubby, but he's still pretty.
Yeah. He's cute.
Tubby and pretty.
He's cute.
Is he sultry, tubby and pretty?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. He's not sultry.
He can be.
He's squeaky.
No, he can be.
Only if you rub him.
I will not have a word said against George. He's a nice fella. Anyway, we move on to something serious now because...
you've been talking about dead people.
Yeah, that wasn't serious.
No, because that's finished. It's curtailed. This is serious because it's not happened, but it is happening. And if that isn't daft, I don't know what it is. This is very serious, actually, boys and girls. Indonesia has given approval for Andrew Chan and a co-drug smuggler, to be transferred from prison to be executed. And there's a lot of people up in arms about the fact that these guys are being transferred to another place to then be executed. And there's a lot of people got this campaign to get them flown back to Australia. But, you know, they broke the law in Indonesia, didn't they?
This is the thing, you know. This is a big deal story here at the moment. It's one of those stories that won't go away until, well, clearly it won't go away until, you know, the deed is done. But these two particular gentlemen, Andrew Chan and Miriam Sukumaran, they got stitched up in Bali in 2005. And they were part of this syndicate called the Bali Nine. And there are seven others who are in prison forever because they were smuggling heroin and so forth. Now, these two were kind of the bosses of that particular syndicate, and they'd made several trips to Indonesia and not been caught. And the Australian Federal Police got wind of it and tipped off the Indonesian officials. Now, there's a couple of schools of thought. And before I tell you where I sit, this is the two camps that are currently warring non-stop on the television here. There's the thought that they were tipped off. The AFP knew about it and didn't intervene beforehand. They just simply tipped off Indonesia and didn't do anything to make sure that they were apprehended in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on them for doing that, because now they've basically signed the death warrant of these people. The other school of thought is that when you arrive at Denpasar or any airport in places like Thailand and, you know, Indonesia, anywhere, there are signs that are 6 foot high and 6 foot wide, probably bigger, saying that if you get caught smuggling drugs, you're going to be executed. So this is not news to people who try and smuggle drugs. The other thing, too, is that these people had been making a very healthy living off this illegal activity and putting heroin on the street and destroying lives of other people for profit, and would not have stopped had they not been caught. They were making tons of money. Greed doesn't stop. And the other thing too is that there's an argument that says it's a drug penalty. They didn't kill anybody. Well, did they or didn't they? Because we don't know what happens when drugs filter out onto the street. Mostly misery and death. But they're in a country where it's a sovereign nation. They have their own law.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is apprehended in Australia doing the wrong thing, we expect them to face justice and we expect them to take the penalty that they are given according to our law.
Yeah, absolutely.
No reason why that shouldn't apply here. They knew what the consequence was when they committed this particular crime. They were caught doing it. They faced they faced the jury system over there. Well, not jury system, but the justice system over there. And they got their penalty, which was death. They have been sitting in Kerobokan prison for a very long time. They don't execute people at Kerobokan prison. They always move them somewhere else to do so. It's too upsetting for the other prisoners and makes life miserable for, you know, the culture of trying to keep people calm. So they can't execute them on site. They take them off to an island somewhere and they, you know, exact their punishment there. But
I don't, now that our government's talking about people boycotting Indonesia because people are being executed. No, I don't think so, because there were five executions in Indonesia last month. Not one of those people were Australian, and we didn't hear a thing about it.
Yep.
So if you do the crime, you do the time. I personally don't believe the death penalty really has any great effect. I don't think it stops people doing naughty things. I don't believe people should take a life for a life. That's just my feeling. Mm-hmm. Beth in their 30s. But I don't think that we can have that much gall to presume how to run their legal system. I don't think that that's right and correct. They did it in somebody else's country, they have to pay the penalty.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, Rach, we did a story on a BBC Radio 1 DJ who was caught with cannabis on his possession in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And he was bemoaning the fact that, well, if I was in London, I might get a caution for it, yada, yada, yada. Here I'm sent to prison. And I'm going, yeah, and?
Yeah.
But the thing with the death penalty, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either.
I couldn't pull the trigger or push the button. No, I couldn't do it.
Well, so I just think it's a get out of jail free card. I really do. I think if you've committed a crime, you need to learn your lesson.
Yep.
I think the bit worst punishment is to languish in a jail.
Well, for those who've got imprisonment, that's got to be horrific.
Really awful.
Yeah, incredible. But I suspect that also it must be horrendous to be taken from a prison, then to an island, knowing that when you set foot on the island, you're dead.
Well, that's the thing. They have it. They're very quiet about when it's actually going to take place. These guys have been sitting on tenterhooks for the last month, and the way they've gone about it is pretty torturous. They've sort of strung them along, and they've had clemency appeal, and finally the president said no. Nah. Yep. So that's the end of that. There's no more avenues to pursue.
I think in this case, Indonesia actually have been fairly straightforward about it. And I think they have too. Yeah, I think what Eric's saying is right. But the thing is with drugs, like I have very ambivalent feelings towards drugs. I think soporific drugs are an enhancement to this world. But something like heroin is not an enhancement to the world. It destroys people. And if these people, these two blokes plus everybody else, were making a handsome living out of destroying other people's lives, it does start to point towards the fact of, do they really deserve to be on this earth with the people that they didn't care about in any way, shape or form?
Because to be honest, if it was down to me, a dealer supplying heroin, the crime would be murder. Because you might as well murder somebody.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. But going on about Indonesia, you see what they've done. It must be horrendous to sit in a 6-foot cell for however many weeks or months, knowing that ultimately the outcome is that you are dead. But Indonesia have allowed everybody to put forward appeals for clemency, for appeals about them, and listen to it, and ultimately have said, well, that's enough. This is our law. This is the way we do things. Mm. These people have been killing people or potentially killing people through their own avarice and desire to have things, you know, have a wonderful lifestyle. And ultimately, they are paying the price of their crime. So I've got to say, I have no sympathy for them at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
They've been sort of wheeling out the family of these two guys, and you know, the mothers and the fathers all crying, and the sisters and the brothers saying they're not bad people. I'm just like, did they give you a second thought when they were doing all this drug smuggling? Did they give how it would affect you if they were caught a thought when they were doing all this? They did not. They were just counting their money.
Absolutely. Right, boys and girls, we are going to move on and lighten it up a little bit. I've got a warning for Rachel.
Oh,
I know. Rachel, listen to this.
Rachel, because Rachel is our official vacuum cleaner maniac.
That's true, and that is not a euphemism for anything.
No, she isn't. She actually is a real born sucker for vacuum cleaners.
Very good.
It's true.
Very good. In the UK, you would be a vacuum cleaner anorak.
Nice. Yes, I like it.
Do you like that one?
Yes, I do.
And so, Rachel, don't go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, don't.
Because
a woman who's who's got one of these robotic vacuum cleaners, which is often does it on its own when you're asleep or when you're out of work, falls on the floor asleep, and her vacuum cleaner comes along and vacuum cleans up her hair.
Oh,
so much that the fire officers and people had to be called, or fire department had to be called out in South Korea to free this lady from the vacuum cleaner.
Why was the vacuum cleaner eating her? Why wasn't it switched off if she was asleep?
Because she fell asleep whilst it was doing its little circuit.
It was on automat, mate. What you do is you program. No, Rachel, you're the expert. You share.
You tell us about it, Rachel. You know about these things.
The thing about this particular vacuum cleaner, of which this is the one vacuum cleaner that I don't actually own.
My God.
But I own the mop. I own the mop of this. It's a robotic situation. So what you do is you put it on your little floor and you press play, your big floor, or your any size floor, on your general sized floor, and you press play because there's a little button that says play. And it goes about its business, and by the computer in its brain, it reads all where all the obstacles are, and it will still sort of bump into the obstacles, but it immediately turns around and takes a different path, it does several rotations of it. It's like Ring a Ring a Rosie, but slower, and it does these laps until it's managed to capture the entire floor.
It licks everything up. I thought it was a vacuum cleaner.
It laps, yes.
Like a little pussycat.
Well, yes, and I think we need to get away from here. This is dangerous. Yeah. But so the reason, and the people are saying that these things have inbuilt sensors and shouldn't have run over her hair. Well, let me tell you why it did.
Yeah. Okay.
Her hair would have been splayed across the floor.
In a romantic fashion.
Like, in a sultry fashion.
Sultry, yeah.
Yes. And because it is flat to the floor, it is flush to the floor and not very thick hair, it sort of just stands a little off the floor.
Yeah.
It considered it to be rubbish and wanted to dust it up. Now, it wouldn't have stopped until it got to her skull.
Would it have stopped on her head?
It feels her head, and then it would turn around and go the other way because it thinks it's a wall or a chair or a coffee table leg or something.
But this is the point I was making,
it
Rachel.
It scooped up her hair, but it stopped when it got to her skull, and when it stopped when it got to her skull, the hair was all in the roaches.
So, but why didn't it turn around and walk away and all the hair come out again?
Because it's on a rotation, and the hair would have wound itself around all these little roaches, and then it would have jammed.
She could have worn it as a hat then, couldn't she? She should have had
a nap on her bed, is what she should have done.
Stupid woman, yeah. Serves you right.
It's not the fault of the excellent vacuum cleaner.
Of course it isn't. No.
Oh, I see. She's now after a free vacuum cleaner from this lot by calling.
Thank you, Roomba.
Yeah, would you like to name check him again?
Yes, thank you. iRobot, I love your mop, and I'd love a Roomba.
Do you know what? We're going to play the jingle for the ad break coming up.
Eric, give me a break.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind. Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm you.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-E-I.